The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Just off. Everyone's just a little off tonight, I think. Or really off. And we still had a chance to tie it up. Gabe scored that goal. We were feeling good. It felt like the building was back in it. We had our legs back a little bit. And just a little miscommunication that kind of sums up our night. In the third there off the faceoff, and they ended it, but got to move on.
There's Nathan MacKinnon. The Avalanche will say, yeah, we were just off. We were out of sync. Didn't play our game. Blues fans will tell you, no. This was all about what St. Louis did.
Sure.
St. Louis had the adjustments. St. Louis had the will to win. St. Louis was more aggressive. So, who's right?
No, they're both right. That's what you have to. That's the way you have to think. I think it was
what
more.
What did you see?
Well, I think it was more what St. Louis did to the Avs and not having, not having a counter, not having a plan, not coming up with something on the bench to overcome that. That's how I see it, Mike. And now you get that, and now you're challenged. This is exactly why the NFL playoffs are harder than hockey.
Why?
Because if it's a one-game series and they come up with a better plan than you, and you can't make an adjustment in three periods to it, come on. You have to, from a coaching standpoint in the NFL, man, you get something. I've come out, Mike, in a game against a 4-3 defense that we practiced all week against, and they come out and play a 3-4 front. And you want to talk about scrambling on the sideline. What are they in? How do we adjust to it? What are we going to do? And those are the things that happen to you, like in the NHL. All right, we lost that one. Now let's go back to the drawing board. Let's go back, figure out. We got seven games. No. Hey, you're lucky. You're lucky it's not a one-game series, and that was the game. Right? That's what it comes down to. So, hey, man, Avs got to adjust. That's the bottom line.
Dex on the Morning Brew.
I think people have changed the perception of our team a bit and also the city. I think with the city's growth, I think I hear it from all the times. Guys, hey, Golden State, a bunch of those guys are buddies. They went to have lunch with my counterpart in, Lohi. Like, wow, this is awesome. Didn't know. So I think the team and the city have kind of grown up collectively.
Are the Nuggets going to lose Tim Conley? Minnesota Timberwolves are not hiding in the fact that they're making a strong move at him.
Mm-hmm.
Nuggets reporting yesterday would indicate that Tim Conley would like to stay, but hey, Cronkies, you got to step up. You don't even have to surpass necessarily the offer from Minnesota, which is reportedly about $8 million per year. Conley would probably take less. He would probably give you the hometown discount, but you got to come up a lot more from where he's at right now.
Right.
So this is pretty simple. This is pretty simple. Is it up to the Cronkies, and will we learn how committed the Cronkies really are to winning by how they handle Tim Conley?
You'll see how committed they are to Tim Conley, but I don't think it has anything to do with how committed they are to winning.
Why not?
Because
this is the guy who built the team that's
right.
Going to go into next year with everybody healthy, one of the favorites to win the West.
Oh, well, they've got everybody healthy.
But that's the guy who built it.
I get it, but you know what? You move on.
Well,
I'm saying that's what how the organization looks like. We have done a great job of cultivating young talent, blah, 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 blah. And he moves out as president. You already have a GM. The GM assumes the GM role, which, Tim Conley kind of oversaw everything. And, Josh Kroenke is now president of, Grand Poobah of all things.
So if the Kroenkes decide to let Conley go, will it be a signal that they just feel like they have somebody else in the pipeline?
Sure.
Or that they just don't want to pay him?
Well,
not talking about what they tell you. I'm talking about what you tell me, because I know what it is.
They don't want to pay him.
They don't want to pay him.
Of course not. Of course, and they feel confident that they've done this with Usain Bolt, and they've done this with, oh gosh, Garnistovic.
Arturis Kanisovic.
Oh, Arturis Kanisovic.
Not the, oh, itch. Sovis.
Sovis?
What do we got? I think it's Arturis Kanisovic.
Show.
Do you have that? Show. Kanisovic. Arturis Kanisovic.
Carne.
Chauvis. Not itch. Chauvis. Yeah. It's Chauvis.
Chauvis.
Fever, you have it. Can we just...
Fever.
Never mind. We'll get to that at the end of the brew here. Next on the Morning Brew.
I don't know what else I have to do to win it. And to me, it's like, at this point, it's like, he's whatever.
What happened to Philadelphia? What happened to the city that The Rock... Not that Rock, the original Rock. Rocky made famous, running through the streets and everything like that. Pounding slabs of meat. Tough Philadelphia, right? Cynical Philadelphia. Philadelphia passed a resolution. The Philadelphia City Council passed a resolution to honor Joel Embiid for his accomplishments this season. Here's part of the resolution, how it reads. Whereas Joel Embiid has been a dedicated team member of the Philadelphia 76ers for years, has gained numerous accolades, Embiid is deserving of the distinction of MVP. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Philadelphia that it hereby celebrates Joel Embiid as MVP, Most Valuable Philadelphian.
You know what I'm doing.
Cue the soundbite. Soft. Soft. What's happened soft. To Philadelphia? Philly's gone soft. What a joke.
It stinks.
It does stink, Rock.
Okay, I am currently texting my buddy John Kincaid, who hosts the number one sports talk show in Philly. He was in Atlanta forever. He just went to Philly. This is what I'm texting right now. When did your city get neutered?
Yes.
Embiid MVP. Yeah.
Cotton balls.
Next on the Morning Brew.
High fly ball. That is deep. Backing up Rodriguez. Turning now. She's gone. Trevor Story will touch them all.
Oh.
There's another drive. He socked this one deep. And she is gone. Trevor Story has tied the game. And he's done it all by himself. One, two, high drive. He's done it again. Trevor Story cleans him off. His third home run of the ball game.
Thank the Lord we got rid of that guy.
Why can't we get players like that?
What a bum.
Remember when the Rockies were well above 500 and we were playing back in black? And, hey, you see Trevor Story? He getting booed by Red Sox fans. Ha! That all worked out. Trevor Story became the first second baseman in Major League Baseball history to steal a base in a three-homer game. Trevor Story, three home runs, four hits, five runs scored, seven RBIs, and a stolen base.
He's the first guy to steal a base and have three home runs in a game.
First second baseman.
First second baseman.
In Major League Baseball history.
That's good for him, man. What's he hitting now? Well, remember, he started off this season really slow.
He entered the game hitting 205, jumped it all the way up to 230.
All right.
So, whatever he hits, he destroys.
Yeah,
so good call. It's one great game, but he's still not at the point yet where you're just hanging your head saying, well, what am I saying? I would love to.
Boston fan. I would still
love to have Trevor Story here.
Yeah. Story, you're a suspect.
You're not better off without Trevor Story.
No.
I'll never let go.
Now, time for the Morning Brew. We bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.